We've been hearing a lot recently about that magic number 60. That's the number of seats a political party needs for a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. In order to reach 60, Democrats are looking to pick up a seat in what had been safe Republican territory, Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The last time Mississippi elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate was 1982, so you might figure incumbent Republican Roger Wicker would be a shoo-in after being appointed last year to fill Trent Lott's seat. Not so. He's in a tight race with Democrat Ronnie Musgrove, a former governor who's trying to take advantage of public sentiment.
Many Mississippians feel like the rest of the country. 91% of America believes we're headed in the wrong direction. They have seen an administration and a Washington that's not working.
At this veterans event in Jackson, Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia joined the Musgrove campaign. The former Navy secretary brought to Mississippi the message that helped him win in Virginia 2 years ago, that it's time for Reagan Democrats to come home.
I'm proud I served in the Reagan administration, but I think the answer for the future of the country is in the Democratic Party. And you're seeing a transition in a lot of the states here. It began in Virginia, but I think, particularly in these hard times, the Democratic Party has been the party that's going to take care of the working people.
Don't expect a wholesale shift here. Republican John McCain should carry Mississippi in the presidential election, and Wicker should benefit from his coattails. But because this is a special election to fill what's left of Lott's term, the candidates will not be identified by party on the ballot. So Wicker is trying to tie Ronnie Musgrove to National Democrats and highlight the balance of power that's at stake.
This is about whether the Senate will have a veto-proof, left-wing majority, a filibuster-proof majority.
One of the latest Wicker ads links Musgrove to liberal groups that donate to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Characters, including actors resembling the 1970s group The Village People, line up with briefcases full of cash as a political operative eggs them on.
Let's go. Ronnie Musgrove has promised to support our liberal Democratic leadership. Let me guess.
The largest gay rights group in the country.
Your money will help.
I'm with the largest pro-abortion group in the country. Is Roger Wicker pro-life?
Absolutely.
Then we'll support Musgrove.
You know, Ronnie, he delivers.
A Democratic ad tries to counter the image that Musgrove is out of touch with conservative Mississippi values. It follows him to choir practice.
As a Christian, we have a sense of duty, obligation, responsibility, and more importantly, desire to help people who are in need. It's what the Bible teaches.
Musgrove says he's pro-life, pro-gun, and anti-gay marriage, but that's not enough for retired truck driver Frank Holder of Florence, Mississippi.
And I am a conservative. I'm also a Christian. Until the Democrats come up with a policy that they're against abortion and gay rights, I'll never vote Democrat.
Holder came to hear Roger Wicker at a gathering of evangelicals at a private college south of Jackson.
It says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. This is no time for mainstream Mississippians and mainstream Christian Americans to be silent.
Wicker is courting the Republican base in a year when who turns out to vote is key. His opponent, Ronnie Musgrove, is expected to benefit from Democrat Barack Obama's popularity among African Americans, more than a third of Mississippi's population. Back in downtown Jackson, black voters have the economy on their minds.
We need somebody who's going to give us jobs.
77-year-old Frank Dennis runs a shoe repair shop on historic Ferris Street, once a bustling African American business center during segregation. They use an old-fashioned steel shoe jack to nail toe plates onto men's dress shoes. Dennis Shoes opened 61 years ago.
That's back in the days when you could come to Ferris Street and get a dozen of fresh eggs. You get a bunch of tender greens with or without roots. You get your collards and your okra, tomatoes and potatoes, clothes, records, guns, anything you wanted. It's gone.
Now much of Ferris Street is desolate, its storefronts mostly boarded up or busted out. Frank Dennis says he thinks Democrat Ronnie Musgrove could do something about the struggling economy.
We don't have too many jobs here. The only big job we have here, Musgrove gave it to us. And that was a Nissan plant.
But even the Canton, Mississippi auto plant is feeling the financial squeeze. This week, Nissan said it was downsizing to a four-day work week. The question is which Senate candidate Mississippians think can best deal with the economic fallout. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.